Good morning, traders. Welcome to today's market review. This is Fred Razak at CM Trading. Today is December 7, 2022, and today is Wednesday morning. So looking at the highlights of the day, the U.S. markets extend their sell-off to a fourth straight day. But first, looking at the major economic events of today, at 5 p.m. South African time out of Canada, we have the Bank of Canada has an interest rate decision coming out. Now looking at the Forex symbols, the major pairs are sitting on support after selling off versus the US dollar. And looking at the indices, the Dow Jones and the NASDAQ continue to slide, but fourth straight day, generally the markets actually bounce off of these days. Now looking at commodities, gold and oil also retreated to support. And the stocks, JP Morgan breaks a key level and comes out of it. So that's the question. Is it going to go and continue further? Looking at tech stocks, they did sell off across the board. Lastly, cryptocurrencies. Bitcoin joins the rest of the markets and sells also as well. Let's take a look at the markets and see what we can expect from today's trading. So here we go. We're looking at the EURUSD, and it retraces to the 8-day moving average and sitting right there. Okay, so these type of levels, okay, when the markets are trading all together, it's that much more meaningful, meaning the dollar got stronger as the Dow Jones got weaker and sold off, and that is representative of the currency. Now, it seems like it's bottoming out, so is the Dow Jones, and so if the Dow Jones goes up, then the value of the euro is also going to go up. So they are correlated quite consistently. And when they are correlated to this consistency, the market is much more transparent. So looking at these levels, we are looking like we want to bounce above it. This is a key level because if we do break it, it means we could go further down and considerably further down. So this is really a very important level. Now looking at the GBPUSD sitting right there on the 200-day moving average on the daily, and then that crossover happened on a four-hour chart. Now that's not as meaningful. Okay, if it happened on a longer time frame, if it happened like on a daily, for sure it'd be very, very meaningful. So it hasn't happened. The Australian dollar right there, also quite stronger than the rest of the pairs, even though it hasn't traded as aggressively. Now look, taking a look at the Canadian dollar today, it's sitting at the top of that range, okay, with this major rate statement today coming out. So just be aware of that. You'll see volatility in this for sure. Now, jumping into commodities, gold sitting there on support, 1773, not budging, and that's okay, okay? After taking that dive and sitting here for now is what it's at. I mean, it's a very choppy kind of asset right now to trade anyway. It's not trading in a range. It's just trading in a very choppy range. Excuse me, it's not trading in a trend. And so, you know, just less activity, really taking focus on gold and focusing it more on the U.S. markets. Now, looking at crude oil, it did dive to that support level at $74 a barrel. Now, we are in the winter months, and this is important because we're closing at these levels. And if they drop, then guess what? We could see ourselves back, okay, somewhere in the 50s and 60s if this continues to sell off, okay? But got to keep a sharp eye on it because it's not moving with so much volume, at least for now, as this is continuing this week. Now, looking at the U.S. markets, we're looking at the Dow Jones, okay? So this is a daily. Now, we've capitulated to 34,700 and then sold off from it, and we're about 1,100 points off of our highs since the comeback. Now, anytime you have these type of moves, the V formation, generally a correctional move, 50% on the downside. So I would expect this to be somewhere in the 31,400-ish level, 500-ish level. But here's the problem. We've got two major numbers coming out next week on the 13th and the 16th. 13th, we have the inflationary report, CPI number coming out. And then the last rate statement from the FOMC is coming out 2 days later. So that is very important. As these news comes out, markets are preparing for it, okay? Now, looking at the tech stocks, they also went lower, back to that support, that 200-day moving average support. So keep that in mind as we're making the fray on the downside. Now, looking at stocks, okay, this is JP Morgan yesterday. Broke that 30-day moving average. That's an important number on a daily. That's very important, but it closed above it, okay? It still closed above it, so that could be just a fake out, could be. But if it does break on it today, okay, that's for sure a sell-off. And I would expect the 8-day to pass the 30-day moving average, and that's my confirmation. So keep an eye on this as this unfolds later today. Microsoft also sold off quite aggressively. Apple sold off. Facebook, obviously, from 124 down to 114. That was a major sell-off, and this was a layup trade. This was such an easy trade. This was fill-the-gap trade. Couldn't have been easier. I am so sorry that I missed this personally, because I've been watching this very carefully as it went from $89 to $124, and then that was the spot. Okay, that was really a very, very sweet spot to actually jump into it. And okay, those are the type of opportunities you got to let go on, but make write them down. Fill in the gap, comes to that top of that level, that's a point of contention, and that usually sells off right afterwards. So next time you guys will know. Now looking at Amazon, we mentioned this last week. Okay, Amazon was trading sideways last week. Okay, if we look at there we go. Okay, we were trading sideways last week and we were not going higher. Okay, and ultimately this was really your point. I mean, this thing is at $88 a share. That's an amazing retracement. I mean, this was about pre-breakoff. I mean, it was at $3,000. So, I mean, this is really just giving you that space. Remember, they break the shares in order to make them more affordable. They knew that this was going to be selling off. And sure enough, this is where we're at. Now, we're close to our 86 level, okay? And if we break that, that's going to capitulate even further. Now, looking at Bitcoin, just selling off $300, okay? Not a big deal, really, in a very choppy market. And again, you know, it's not anything to really focus on until we break out somewhat in some aggression with volume, either on the downside or the upside. I'm not biased, but got to give me something, okay? Because right now, it's just really very choppy. This is Fred Razak. I want to wish you guys a great trading day. Thank you.